The fourth agreement, always do your best. There is just one more agreement, and it's the one that allows the other three to become deeply ingrained as habits. The fourth agreement is about action, as it applies to the first three. Always do your best. Under any circumstance, always do your best, no more and no less. And keep in mind that your best is never going to be the same from one moment to the next. Everything is alive and changing all the time, so your best will sometimes be high quality, and other times it will not be as good. When you wake up refreshed and energized in the morning, your best will be better than when you are tired. Your best will be different when you are healthy as opposed to when you are sick, sober as opposed to when you are drunk. Your best will depend upon how you are feeling, be that wonderful and happy, or upset, angry, or jealous. Your everyday moods can change from one moment to another, from one hour to the next, and from one day to another. Thus, your best will also change over time. And as you build the habit of practicing the four agreements, your best will become better than it used to be. So regardless of the quality, just keep doing your best. If you try too hard to do more than your best, you will spend more energy than is needed. And in the end, even this best will not be enough. When you overdo it, you will deplete your body and your body will go against itself. And it will take you longer to accomplish your goal. If you do less than your best, you subject yourself to frustrations, self-judgment, guilt, and regret. Just do your best in any circumstance. It doesn't matter if you are sick or tired, but if you always do your best, there's no way you can judge yourself. And if you don't judge yourself, there's no way you are going to suffer from guilt, blame, or self-punishment. By always doing your best, you will break that big spell that you have been under. Doing your best is going to enable you to live your life more intensely. You're going to be more productive. You are going to be good to yourself because you will be giving yourself and others your whole as it is at the time. When you do your best, you learn to accept yourself. But you have to be aware and learn from your mistakes. Learning from mistakes means you practice, you look honestly at the results and keep practicing. And this process increases your awareness. Doing your best really doesn't feel like work because you enjoy whatever you are doing. You know you're doing your best when you are enjoying the action or doing it in a way that does not have negative repercussions for you. You do your best because you want to do it, not because you have to do it, and not because you are trying to please the judge, and not because you are trying to please other people. If you are only taking action because you feel you have to, then there is no way you are going to do your best. Then it is better to say no and not do it at all. This is because not doing your best will not make you happy. And when you are doing your best, you can do it just for the pleasure of doing it. You take action because you enjoy taking the action. Action is about living fully, and inaction is the way that we deny life. And it is, in fact, a process of denying our self-expression. Expressing what you are is taking action. You can have many great ideas in your head, but what makes the difference is the fact that you take action. Without action upon an idea, there will be no manifestation, no results, and no reward. A good example of this comes from the story of Forrest Gump. He didn't have great ideas, but he took action. He was happy because he always did his best at whatever he did and was richly rewarded without expecting any reward at all. taking action is about being alive. It is taking the risk to go out and express your dream. Now, this is different than imposing your dream on someone else, because everyone has the right to express his or own dream. So, this fourth agreement, doing your best, is a great habit to have. Doing your best can become a ritual in your life because you can make the choice to make it a ritual. It is a belief that you can choose, like any other belief, to always do your best. If you live in the past dream, you won't enjoy what is happening right now, because you will always wish it to be different than it is. There is no time to miss anyone or anything, because you are alive when you are doing your best. And not enjoying what is happening right now is living in the past and only being half alive. This leads to self-pity, suffering, and tears. You were born to be happy. You were born with the right to love, to enjoy and share your love. So if you are alive, take your life and enjoy it. You don't need to know or prove anything. Just to be, to take the risk and enjoy your life is all that matters. Say no when you want to say no, and yes when you want to say yes. You have the right to do both. And only then can you be at your best. When you are not at your best, very often you will be denying yourself the right to be you. The first three agreements will only work if you do your best. Don't expect that you will always be able to be impeccable with your word. Your routine habits are too strong and firmly rooted in your mind, but you can do your best. Don't expect that you will never take anything personally. Just do your best. And don't expect that you will never make another assumption in your life, but you can certainly do your best. By doing your best, the habits of misusing the word, taking things personally, making assumptions, will become weaker and less frequent with time. You don't need to judge yourself, feel guilty, or punish yourself if you cannot always keep these agreements. If you're doing your best, you will feel good about yourself, even if you still make an assumption, still take something personally, and still are not impeccable with your word. Being and doing your best over and over again will enable you to become a master of your own transformation. If you do your best in the search for personal freedom, in the search for self-love, you will discover that it is just a matter of time before you find what you're looking for. And it's not about sitting and daydreaming for hours. You have to stand up, be human, and take action. You have to honor the man, woman, boy, or girl that you are. Respect your body, enjoy your body, love your body, feed, clean, and heal your body. You don't need to worship idols. Every action becomes a ritual when you are building your dream that is based in the authentic essence of who you are. So when you honor these four agreements by doing your best, you will become more impeccable with your word. You will, over time, take less and less personally, and you will make less and less assumptions. And when you do this, your life will become fuller and more beautiful, and you will gain greater control over your life. The four agreements are a summary of mastery of transformation and will transform the dream that you have been told to have into the dream that you truly desire. The knowledge is there, it's just waiting for you to use it. The four agreements are there, you just need to adopt them, respect their meaning and power, and do your best.